two things that aren't on my card, I just can't help but say. I know Tim would have loved it if we could have had a crowd like this for some of those ball games that weren't against me. I just had to say it. What a nice crowd. The other thing I can't say. Tim and I met in 1966 when he came to Knox College to play basketball and baseball, both sports that I was fortunate enough to be the coach of at that time. For the next 34 years, from 1966 until 2000, you could say in lots of ways, in terms of our professional lives, Tim and I really and truly were joined at the hip. I mean, we were there together every step of the way. It wasn't just him playing basketball and baseball and me coaching. It was then him coaching basketball, him coaching baseball, him coaching football, then finally women's tennis, all those sports that meant so much to me. It was the summer camps. There's guys in this room who will tell you that maybe there was more accomplished in summer camps in this room than there was during the school year. Because, boy, as co-directors of those camps, we had a fabulous time together trying to make that the best experience we could for men and women who came from really all over the state to be Bucks campers. So here's all these things that make us connected that most of you would have known about, but there's a couple of things that you might not know. Tim and I both loved those White Sox. I mean, we were into it with those White Sox. And, even more importantly, both of us married our high school sweetheart. And that just even brought us closer together. In the last 10 days, people have asked me, what was the best thing about Tim for you, or what will you miss most about Tim, or what is it that you'll always remember about Tim, or, you know, those kind of questions. And the answer is simple. For me, the key to Tim Hyman was, in our relationship, and I think in his relationship with everyone, is that Tim was the kind of guy who cared enough about you to tell you the truth when you didn't even want to hear it. And that's what I will always treasure the most, because that's what he taught me, and that's how he most significantly affected my life. On that basis, and keeping in mind that Tim was a guy who always told the truth, whether you wanted to hear it or not, with Kathy's permission, I'm going to tell you what I think Tim would say if he were here. And here's what I think he'd say. I think he'd say to the people who have spoken here today, thank you very much. I can't imagine that such wonderful things would have been said about me, but thank you very much. I'm sure that's where he would start. I think he would say to me, Coach, listen, I love you, but you should have played me much more than you played. And we know that's true. To those guys who were his teammates and his classmates, and those women that were here at the same time with he and Kathy, he would say, thank you so much for those great days together as teammates. Thank you for being such good friends all these years and sharing with Kathy and I all the things we've shared. And thank you for the memories that we have of having done everything we could to represent Knox the way we should have. To the people that he coached with at Knox, and who are coaching here now, I'm sure Tim would say, thank you for all the effort you made for all the players you coached. That would be to all those individuals he coached with over the many years up until now. To the people he most recently coached with, to the people that are here now coaching, here's what he'd say. Don't you ever forget that the most important thing in your program is the well-being of the people who play. That's the message he'd leave with you. I know it with all my heart. To opposing coaches, He would probably say different things to different people, but there's one here today that I know he would say, "Coach, those games meant everything to me just like they did to you. I can't remember how many you won. I can't remember how many we won. But I can tell you this, Coach Glasgow, it meant an awful lot to both of us. And I'm glad we had that time together." To the referees and umpires for all those games. My wife said, if I told you what Tim would say to those referees, she was out of here. So I'm not going to tell you what he would say to them, but I think you know. To the academic faculty at Knox College, here's what Tim would say. "Thank you very much for letting one of your students become one of your colleagues, and for making me feel that I belong as part of your group." That was a wonderful thing that was done for Tim. And it meant far more to him than I think any of you could ever realize. To the Department of Advancement, he would say, "It was too short, but it was great. And I appreciated being welcomed by everyone in the department." To all those presidents and deans for all those years, Tim would say, "Thank you for judging me by criteria above and beyond the verdict of the scoreboard, and for letting me be a coach who taught and being judged on the basis of how my players played and how they felt and where they went from here." But he would also have to say to the current administration of Knox College, "Thank you for making a decision to create a situation where in one of the greatest days of my life, my name went on the court, and it was forever true that what I did and the way I spent my time had value." And he would say to Duke and Nancy and to Tom and Sue, "Thank you for making that possible to be done." And beyond that, he would say, "Thank you for being the greatest friends anyone could ever be." To his players, all those years, we think of basketball boys, but let me tell you, there are football boys and baseball boys and tennis girls who could lay out exactly the same stories that the basketball boys can lay out because of their association with Tim. And they're here, and I'm glad. But here's what he would say to you. He would say, "Thank you very much for listening to me, for letting me know that you heard what I said, for trying so hard whether we had a chance to win or not, and for, in the toughest part of my life, coming forward to make it the best you could make it for me and Kathy as we went down to the end of the trail." And I know that's what he would say to those of you who play.